Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's been a minute since we really dove into Game 5 with the Cavaliers, and I think it's fair to ask the question, do you think that game happens and goes that way if Jared Allen plays last night?
Well, I would say no, and here's why. Because JB had to change up the rotation because Jared Allen was out.
Yeah.
I think he goes back to status quo if Jared plays in that game. And I can't tell you right now definitively they win that game if JB doesn't make those changes. Like, Marcus Morris playing in that game, as crazy as this sounds, may have saved the series.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I just think the ball movement that happened last night, I agree, by the way. I think JB has it in his head that the two bigs and the two guards on the court at the same time for as much time as you can is how the Cavs are going to win these games. And I'll be honest, I don't know what this is just, by the way, let me just make it very clear. I don't know if this is just a JB thing, the next thing I'm about to say. I think the Cavs have been trying too hard to prove how physical they are in this series. I think at points they've walked, one, they've had to walk a different line than Orlando has all series long. Because Mo Wagner, Jalen Suggs, they're because of their reputation, which is more of a physical team, they're able to get a little more chippy. And they are. They're taking full advantage of the refs. When the Cavs try and do that, the Cavs are getting quick whistles. And you saw, I mean, the last couple of games, you've seen a few of the Cavs' most important players get into foul trouble.
Yep.
I hope that Game 5 proves to JB, okay, you're convinced you're trying to win it in one specific way when you have 10 ways to win it. Orlando's only hope to stay close to you is to muddy the game up and to make it ugly and to get physical with you and piss you off and frustrate you. You don't have to play their game. And so I don't think that they would. I don't think Bickerstaff does what he did last night without it. And what's wild is how much the game opened up without Jarrett. Now, that's not to say that this is Jarrett's fault.
Right.
It's JB's fault for a lack of creativity. But you mentioned the Marcus Morris thing. Guys, Max Strus looked alive yesterday. Not just him. You got quality minutes out of everybody. And here's the thing. People say, you'll pick it apart. Well, but you didn't have a perfect game from anybody. That's not the point. That's not what the playoffs are. The playoffs are you need a little run from each one of your guys. Marcus gave you two last night. Gave you a three-pointer, I think two three-pointers early in that game, and gave you the big three-pointer late in that game. Donovan was pretty mid, maybe even below mid, for most of that game. In the fourth quarter, he gave you 14 points and won you the damn game. Darius gave you a fantastic first quarter and gave you some good burst in the second half too, although he was clearly the much better player in the first quarter. And all of that happened because you weren't trying to force these guys to play together. So I think what's fascinating is I don't think last night goes the way that it goes if Jarrett isn't hurt. And I'll be honest with you, the one thing that has me leery going forward is if Jarrett can play in Game 6, if I see JB revert. Because if I see JB revert to, well, we're going to play the two bigs together, and we're going to try and out-physical them, and we're going to continue to get the guards the crap kicked out of them because we're trying to out-physical the Magic, I think it's the kind of thing that could actually get the Magic back in the series and swing the series in the favor of the Magic. JB's job right now for the rest of this series is don't screw
Stay
it up.
Stay out of the way.
Yeah, well, or continue to do what you did in Game 5. And let's just all be honest with you. The problem started. Now, when I say problems, I mean the uneven performances started with the Cavs when you finally worked Evan and Darius back, and you went from peppering Darius kind of in the lineup here and there, but giving him 25 to 30 minutes a night, giving Evan 25 to 30 minutes a night, to when you tried to just go to the we're going to play these guys mm-hmm. on the court at the same time. I would go to both guys and say, hey, in game 6, Evan, you and Darius are going to play together. Or sorry, Jarrett, because I want a veteran with a younger guy every time. So Jarrett, I'm going to play you a lot with Darius early in this game. Donovan, I'm going to play you a lot with Evan in this game, early in this game. And we're going to see if we can continue to frustrate them by spreading the ball out. Because I thought the other thing we haven't talked nearly enough about, I actually thought you played more consistent defense last night.
Yeah.
I know Orlando did the thing we didn't know they could do. They cracked 100 last night. But I thought when it really mattered and you needed a stop, I thought you got some stops last night in those smaller lineups. And I think that's fascinating. They should have been able to, hypothetically, they should have been able to pick you apart because they were still trying to go big. That's not really what happened. Like, I think you unlocked something last night, and if you lock it back up with Jared Allen, you could extend this series needlessly. 216-474-0092. Do you start Jared Allen, or do you start both bigs together and revert to the original plan from the first four games when Jared Allen does come back? Nelson, welcome to the show, buddy.
What's up, boys?
Not a whole lot, buddy.
What's up, Nelson?
Man, I tend to agree with y'all, man. I think that JB lucked into the rotations last night and almost forced it to because Jarrett was out. And I have a question for you guys. I can't believe I'm saying this. Do you think there's pressure from the front office to play Mobley to legitimize the pick? Because I don't think that there's a coincidence that when they went on that run early in the year, when they went like 18-2 or something like that, Mobley was out, Darius was out, the ball movement was better, the spacing was better. It just seemed like the offense ran a lot more efficient. And I don't think that the two bigs fit. Definitely Mobley, to me, like, I mean, I have a hard time I want to believe he's the unicorn that they're telling us that he is, and the kid can play defense, right? But he's just not consistently enough shooting the ball, and I just don't. I get worried that if they're gonna try to force the two guys, the two bigs again, we're gonna revert back to getting blown out.
So I think that's a real fair fear. That was tough to say, Nelson. So we appreciate you, buddy. I think it's a fair fear. Here's the thing. I don't think it's Evan. I think it's Evan and Jarrett together. So I think it's Evan and Jarrett together with Donovan and Darius together. That's a lot of pieces that don't naturally fit trying to put them together. So I think last night, I think if Evan doesn't play last night, I think it's as simple as you. So instead of Jarrett being out, it's Evan. I think you win the same damn way. So I don't think it's an anti-Jarrett thing. I'm the person that thinks that Darius and Donovan both played really well last night, no matter if they played well for four quarters or not. I think Evan was outstanding. I thought he was outstanding late. I thought that block was phenomenal.
Yeah, the block saved the day.
Well, and, I mean, there were a couple times where he threw dunks down throughout the entire game, but late in the game, where he was throwing it down with extra authority to make a point. And this long-winded way of saying, I think the guards are holding the guards back, and I think the bigs are holding the bigs back. That's why I think it's as simple as, Evan, you're with Donovan for the next, for maybe the second quarter. Jarrett, when you're back, it's Jarrett and Darius. And knowing that you don't have to have four quarters of flawless basketball. But, I don't think it's coincidence that Evan all of a sudden had a bounce back game last night. Guys, he had 14 points, 13 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks.
Is that good?
That's pretty darn good.
Okay.
And a couple times you saw him get out in transition. He looks like a zebra running, though. You see, like, because he's so long limp, when he takes those big strides, like, it's not Wemby, but like, it is like run Victor Wembanyama, because you're like, that leg should not be that long. It's like Slender Man. Like, it looks wild to me watching those guys run. But no, I don't think it's. I think it's Evan. I actually think last night should make us all realize. I think I've shared this take before with Evan. I think the problem with Evan, if there is a problem, he's still incredibly productive, even offensively. We don't want to admit that 16 points a game when you're like the fifth guy to touch the basketball on any possession is pretty friggin' impressive. I saw somebody extrapolate the numbers for him if he had been able to get like 15, 16 shot attempts up in a game, and he'd be scoring like 25 points a game in the playoffs. So it's opportunities that are lacking with Evan. And I think ultimately long-term, why it would behoove you to choose between Darius and Donovan soon is you're missing out on what I think is the greatest value of Evan Mobley, which is his passing ability. I think he is an elite-level passer. And I don't want to overcomplicate it and compare him to Draymond Green in Golden State. Because one, he's not as heavy, and he's thinner and taller. But like, you could run a lot of the offense through Evan. But the problem is you're still trying to figure out who you run the offense through with your guards. So I think with Mobley, gets 10 times better. Nah, 10% better. Let's go there. 10%, 15% better when he's getting the ball earlier in the possession and you're taking advantage of his passing abilities.
He's a really good passer. You're right about that.
And that's a roster problem. That's not an Evan or a JB problem, in fairness. It might sound like I'm knocking JB. I just don't think he's doing a good enough job at getting those guys, those individual matchups, getting them their ball, getting them the ball there on their own terms there. But like, that's kind of a roster flaw for this team. Let's go, Mike. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. I don't want to sound down on the Cavs victory last night. I'm very happy with it. But let's be honest, man. I Mobley saved himself with that block because he got pushed around the entire game. As a matter of fact, when they were down 4, they ran a play to just go right into Mobley's chest for an easy layup. Jared Allen wouldn't have let that happen. So Mobley got his points and his rebounds last night because of opportunity, not because he played well. And he was playing patty cake for rebounds half the time. He should have had 20 easily, but he can't catch the basketball. I mean, so I know you guys are hyping him up. Dustin, you're right, man. He is a good passer, right? But what's his ceiling? His ceiling is not a starter in the NBA.
Mike, that's insane.
That's crazy.
That is a wild ass take, Mike.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Naz Reid, who got sixth man of the year, he is Evan Mobley, but just stronger. Mobley's never going to be Kevin Durant. So he's not an NBA superstar. He's a good role player on a championship caliber team, but he's not a starter. He's not the guy.
Mike, he's 22, for the love of God.
I understand that, but I mean, there's a lot of guys 22 years old.
No,
Anthony Edwards is 20 or 21.
Mike,
not getting crazy about age.
I respect all takes. I understand that Evan, and I thank you for the call, buddy. I understand that Evan has maybe not become the unicorn. He's not become Kevin Durant, Kevin Garnett, or Tim Duncan yet. Dude is 22, and I'm sorry. If you're looking for him getting pushed around, then that's what you're seeing. If you're not seeing a guy that impacted the game both ways yesterday, I don't know what you're looking at. We've gotten to a point where, and listen, some of this is fair. I've done it too. And I think we all do it when a team has not met expectations. And I think we do it all the time with Jed Wills, even though I think he might deserve it. I think if you're not impressed with what Evan gave you last night, you're just not going to be happy unless he's Kevin Garnett. And that's not the assignment right now. That's not how this thing sets up. That's not how this thing works. So all these premature deadlines. We keep doing this. And listen, I'm cool with giving the team a deadline. All right, we're going to set an artificial deadline. You've got to be championship contenders this year. That makes sense. But saying Evan Mobley isn't a starter because he's not Tim Duncan is wild to me. This kid is special. He is.
He's got time, Nick. I mean, the thing is, yeah, he may not be, well, I mean, whatever. Do you think he's special now?
Mm-hmm. He is one of the best defenders in the NBA, like elite-level defender. Did shoot 37% from three. You need the three-point attempts up more, but did shoot 30%. Year over year, that's up 16% where it was last year. And there's a guy who, and I hate to be this guy, he's getting the ball with 5 seconds to go on the clock most of the time because the guards are fumbling around with it on the perimeter.
Like, call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Like, this is I think, where we got to see the forest from the trees. This dude is special now, and like, he's not too far off from being the guy. They need to do a better job at setting Evan Mobley up and teaching him how to get going, but that's a roster flaw. Again, that is like, that's the problem why Evan hasn't been able to be full Evan when he's getting the ball with 5 seconds and his choice is make a desperate pass or do a little floater from 5 feet out. I've really thought a lot about this. I've been very critical of this team down the stretch. I've been very critical of JB Bickerstaff. I've been critical of their habits. I've been critical of so much of what we've seen from them because I don't think they're where they should be 2 years into the Donovan Mitchell thing. That being said, can we not enjoy nice things? Like last night, they won a really good game, and the kind of game we haven't seen them consistently win really since 18-2. It was close. You had to get creative. I mean, Orlando was giving you no quarter at the end of that game, and you just had to stay out in front of them. You did that. And all I've heard is, well, did Donovan ice out Darius? with in the final 10 minutes of that game. Or, well, Donovan's numbers suck overall. Or, well, but Darius disappeared after the first half. Or, but Evan didn't shoot a three-pointer. Or, but, guys, they won. Like, and not just did they win, that's the kind of win that they need to do five times over. It, not just to finish off this series, but they're going to need four of those wins against Boston. So, listen, I get it. Like, I understand that this team is not where we want them to be, and that is very frustrating. And we can get into whether they need big changes or small changes. We can get into whether we think J.B. Bickerstaff is going to keep playing multiple lineups with multiple looks with or without Jared Allen, and those are all fair questions. But for the love of God, if your takeaway is Evan Mobley isn't any good, I don't know what to tell you. If your takeaway is Donovan's numbers last night sucked, so apparently he sucks too, I don't know what to tell you. He scored 14 in the fourth quarter. And I think some of this is, and you know, we talked to a dad yesterday with his kiddo when we were at the Harry Buffalo, and he's like, yeah, it's just not like the LeBron era. And I think that speaks to a massive issue we have right now. We're spoiled. We're spoiled. And we expect everything to go our way. Guys, this is what Cleveland Cavaliers basketball is without LeBron James. It is gritty, gutsy. Nothing is easy. You're never the favorite. No one believes in you. You're going to have a roster that doesn't fit right. You might have to fire a head coach. Progress isn't linear, and it takes a while to win. And that doesn't mean that there are things the Cavs could have done differently since losing to New York that could have made this whole thing easier and could have made this first-round series look a lot better. But, hey, I'm right there with you. But, like, 3 years of Evan Mobley and we're giving up on him being special? What are we doing? Like, I'm not getting, like, I've
when,
said.
When people say he's not special, is it because the expectations were for him to be this guy that was going to give you 20 plus points a night?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I don't think people look at his defensive prowess and his ability to make great passes as some sort of like special, unique trait.
Yeah, which is wild. There aren't a lot of truly great defensive bigs who can guard 1 through 5 in the NBA. Just aren't. Like, he is the unicorn from that sense. I also think it is that it hasn't happened yet.
Yet.
And that people have given up that it will happen. That's where I draw the line. I agree, Evan, to some degree, is not who we want him to be yet. I think there's circumstantial reasons for that. I don't think it's all on Evan. Some of it's coaching, some of it's roster, you know, positioning, and you know, him having to play with a very similar big in Jared Allen. But like, if you don't look at his 3-point bump in the second half, if you don't look at that as a positive sign of his development, if you don't watch what he did last night, where, what was it, 14 points, 13 boards, 4 assists, 2 blocks, 2 steals, that's not impressive. And oh, by the way, he's 22. So this idea that we've given up on him being special, why? Because a bunch of other guys had Scotty Barnes had a year 3 bump. Yeah, you know what Scotty Barnes didn't have? Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, and Jarrett Allen. Or, unfortunately, J.B. Bickerstaff as his coach. I'm not trying to go all in on Evan. And I'm totally cool with the little bit of frustration that he isn't who we hoped he would be to this point. It's not that this kid's a failure. That is just... That, to me, feels like spoiled Cavs fan talking and not reality of a situation of a kid that I think still has a chance to be an absolute building block. It just might take a little bit longer than any of us were willing to wait. Let's go with Abner. Welcome to the show, Abner.
What's up, man? Listen, I got 3 points I want to get to. My first point is Donovan Mitchell is Dak Prescott of the NBA. Great in the regular season, horrible when the lights are on and it's the playoffs. Number two, can we stop acting like Donovan Mitchell is better than Jalen Brunson? Jalen Brunson elevates in the playoffs. In his final, Jalen Brunson is better than Donovan Mitchell. And number three, Evan Mobley isn't special. 15-11 is not special, man. I'm sorry, you got to wake up. That's average for a starting center.
Abner.
Nurkic Nurkic averages that.
Yes? Abner, I just got to ask you. One, that's not what Nurkic averages. Get the heck out of here. Abner, are you a Knicks fan?
How did you know?
Bing bong.
Bing bong.
have something
else
to say.
See you later.
But I won't do that. Yeah, it's okay, Abner. You're allowed to have bad takes. You've watched enough bad basketball. That's exactly what you should know at this point. Joe, welcome to the show, Joe.
Yeah, it's hard to go after a little Abner, but anyway.
I like you went with a little. You pat-bevved him.
Yep. Hey, Nick, I agree with you. These guys are not clueless. They're clueless about Mobley. I mean, you know, he finished second to Barnes, should have probably won it. I mean, look at – I mean, he's just – what he's still untapped. And what he's doing every time in this playoffs, all these guys getting this chance like, hey, guess what, Mitchell? If you're going to be out there with Garland, let him be the point guard. Because that last play, he could have passed off to the left of Mitchell, and he drove to there, and that one hand – and that underneath pass – and one-handed smash by Mobley, I'm like, man, those are our two youngins right there. So whether Mitchell wants to stay with us, I'm not worried about it. And I like what you guys think about. How about Jared Allen coming off the bench, especially with the rib? You know what? And put Morris, because the matchup means everything. Why should you have Garland going against a 6'5" or 6'7" guy on a switch? Let's not do that to him. Put him in there, you know, make that switch right there, and then don't. Same thing, but I tell you what, Strus got a lot more defense than we even thought about. Yet he made some plays. So guess what? Manchero, all these young guys, all getting chances and more playoff games. This is so much fun. Whether or not one of us advances to second, it's a great learning experience. And the team, the whole NBA is young. Let's face it. There's a load of these guys that are going to be either hurt too much or retire real quick. And this new group coming in, led by Ant-Man and the rest of them, it's a beautiful thing. And I love the Cavs where they're at. They just got to make the right decisions. I kind of think Allen and Mobley, you're right. Maybe sit one for a minute and see how it goes. You know what? It's the days of using seven players, Lenny Wilkins, is over. They're such great athletes. All 9 and 10 players can play. Use them all at the right time where you throw Merrill in or whatever. And guess what? There's another pair of brothers I hate besides the Harbaughs. It's the Wagners. Later.
Yeah, yeah, I will say, you know, we had Dante Marcatelli, who is one of the pre and post hosts for the Magic on Bally Sports Florida. And he's like, I mean, you know, the Mo Wagner's playing within the bounds. He's not cheap or dirty. And I'm like, okay, hot shot. All right. I respect you as a professional, but that is not an appropriate... Like, if Mo Wagner played here and he did that same stuff, we'd admit he's dirty, right? Like, why is it so hard for people to be like, yeah, he's a cheap ass. He's a cheap ass player. Now, getting back to... I think the reason why it makes sense to have a real decision about Darius or Donovan this offseason has nothing to do with their trade value or the Cavs winning moving forward. It has everything to do with, and this is something we haven't talked nearly enough about, has a lot to do with Evan's development. And whether Evan could be demonstrably better on the offensive side of the ball with one less guard to try and keep the ball with. I think the thing is, I don't know who actually fits better with Evan long-term because, I mean, I think you just need an offense that can help flow through him. It doesn't have to run through him, but he's got to be touching the ball and be part of actions as the ball gets up the court. And that needs to happen soon. Like, it should happen more in this series.
Like Friday?
Yeah, I'll take Friday. I'll take in the Boston series. Like, get this kid involved because every time you give him chances and you build things with him, like you build confidence with him, he does seem to come through.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.